So Jill's question to me today was, what do you think about when you're swimming? Because we only see these pictures of people swimming, but we don't know what's going on in the inside. And that is a really good question. Obviously, I can only answer it according to myself. So let me give you a little description of some of the things that I go through in my mind when I'm swimming. I think one of the primary natures of TI swimming is that we use it as a form of moving meditation. And, well, meditation, in essence, is about controlling your attention, choosing to direct it in a place and keep your attention there at your own choosing. So in swimming, in our TI swimming, we go in, we have an intention behind our set, we have a skill that we want to build, and so we pick some focal points and we choose one focal point and we swim a certain number of lengths with that single focal point. And the idea, obviously, is to keep attention on that particular thing. Now, keeping attention on that skill is good for building the neuromuscular connection, for building the wires, makes them stronger. It increases your awareness of little details that are working well and the things that are not working well. So in terms of making your swimming better, it's obviously a positive to have your attention focused on these focal points. Also, for the sake of enjoyment, trying to swim a lot of laps without any particular thing to focus on, that's probably what leads to the chief complaint among lap swimmers, is it's boring. So here we are, what we try to do is we set up puzzles for ourselves, little skill puzzles, and we go about during the practice trying to solve the puzzles. So keeping our mind focused on these things, measuring, noticing details, trying to maintain certain qualities, trying to correct things when we notice it gets off, all this occupies the mind and it makes time disappear. So in that sense, boy, you know, an hour and a half of swimming can go by really fast. And that's one of the counterintuitive things about making swimming more enjoyable. It's not tuning out that makes, like with an MP3 player and music, or daydreaming that makes swimming more fun. It's actually tuning in that makes swimming more fun. Now, you probably heard us somewhere, some TI coach or Terry or myself or something, write or talk about this before. But the truth is, we're humans, and even meditators that I listen to, they go in and it's challenging. One day they can pay attention easily, and other days they're easily distracted by feelings or pain or issues going on in life. But that is actually one of the main purposes of meditation, is to notice the things pushing and pulling on the mind and drawing it out and making a choice, a conscious choice. Do I want to go with this thought right now and process this? Will this do me good? Or do I want to let go, give no energy to this, and instead choose to direct my attention somewhere else that's more positive and productive for me at this moment? So when we really view swimming as meditation, then part of the practice is to have a better response towards those things outside of the pool that could distract us or pull our attention. So it is, you know, I'm running a business, I've got a family, I got 4 kids, I've got all the normal interpersonal challenges that most of you've got. And I feel stress and I feel concern about the future on things. And I'm thinking, I'm reading, I'm studying a lot. If I'm not sleeping, if I'm not meditating, I am thinking about something that interests me and writing about it and processing. So I've got so much stuff going on in my head. So when I come into the pool, you know, I've got to discipline myself to say, okay, I'm here and I have a task and this is what I'm going to do now. And I know that if I put effort into keeping my concentration on my swimming puzzle, that I will actually feel more refreshed once I get done with practice to go back and face that thing, whatever it is, or process it better, or maybe just feel more relaxed about it in general. It's not quite an issue. I mean, it's something about just physical exertion itself that just makes me a bit more mellow about dealing with the various challenges in life, the stressful things. And I have written previously in my blog about how swimming has helped me keep depression at bay. It is definitely a primary component in my mental health management plan, so besides sleep. So with that said, I do show up at practice some days where I'm feeling a burden and I'm like, I've got this thing on my mind. And every once in a while, I get into the practice and I'm going along and I had this idea that I'm going to do this big set, or I'm going to swim a certain amount of time. But frankly, I'm just so occupied about this other puzzle in my life that I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to do better if I just do my basic little warm up and cool down routine. And I get out and I go tackle this thing. I just need to go deal with this. And that, I just make a judgment call that that's what I need to do that day. And it usually is a good choice, because I don't think I would really, under that state, I would really be very productive in my practice. So I think in that case, that's a good thing to do. But there's other times where, you know, I, like everybody, I've just got all these little or big stuff floating around. They're not going to be addressed if I leave practice and go out and deal with it. There's stuff that are just ongoing. And I can use practice then to help me turn off those issues, turn my mind off of those issues and give it a rest for a while. But it doesn't happen immediately. So that's why I have about a half an hour warm-up routine that I go through. It's 1,500 meters, and I go through this routine. And as I'm going along, as my body's adapting, as my respiration's changing and my heart rate is increasing and my blood pressure goes up a little bit appropriately for, and I'm getting kind of into the zone, then my mind more easily is drawn into the practice, and I can lose track of these things outside of the pool. And then when I get into the main set, one of the reasons I like working hard is when I get into deeper into the set, where I start to feel some fatigue, I start to feel that good feeling of tired, like I've been working high quality hard work. You know what? Just other stuff just disappears. There's less bandwidth in my brain to be paying attention to other things. I've got to stay focused on keeping my body relaxed because I'm getting tired. I've got to focus on maintaining this certain precision in a part of my stroke because it's vulnerable to falling apart under fatigue. And so the world just kind of narrows down into this little swimming bubble. And you can find sanctuary there from these other things. And not merely are you delaying facing these things, it's like when you get done with practice, like I mentioned earlier, whatever hormones and chemicals I've released through my body, I just get out of the pool and I feel a little bit more, I feel actually a lot more energetic. I feel better. I feel like I just accomplished something very good and productive. So emotionally, I'm in a better state. And physically, I'm in a better state. And I did just give those worry neurons a rest for 45 minutes, an hour, or whatever. And all that did me a lot of good in terms of being able to handle those things outside of the pool. So, you know, I'm not some monk in a cave or on a hill or out in the middle of the blue sea. I'm a normal person like you. But I've learned over the last 17 years or 18 years of TI swimming how to use that time as an actual form of meditation to train my attention, to choose where I want to pay attention, and then become stronger through practice at holding my attention on the thing that I've chosen in this moment. It, like any muscle, it's not infinite in its endurance and strength. But through training, I can do it now for 90 minutes. Or if I'm out in the beautiful blue sea, I can swim a little bit longer and do it. And that's such a wonderful feeling, so that I know that now through my exercise, my practice in swimming, that same strength is available to me in other activities that I do. So I could be out raking leaves. I could go out for a run. I could be doing something else that engages both my body and my mind focused on particular skills with that physical activity. And I can tune out of these other concerns of life for a while, giving it a rest and doing some productive work that leaves me feeling good emotionally and leaves me feeling good physically. So that's how I use the practice to deal with the ordinary things that you deal with. So maybe that gives you some insight into what I experience and how I use my TI practice to do that. And be interested in hearing your thoughts and the ways that you use movement activities to help you focus and to help you get stronger for dealing with these other things outside of the pool. All right. That's my thoughts for today and my answer to Jill's question. We'll talk to you later.